This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Israel airstrikes have hit a school being used by displaced Palestinians in central Gaza and killed at least 30 people, including 7 children. Thousands of people have been sheltering at the girls' school in Deir al-Balah. Israel's military said it targeted a Hamas command and control center used to store weapons and plan attacks. Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, denied it. Meanwhile, Israel's military has ordered another evacuation of part of a designated humanitarian zone in Gaza ahead of a planned strike on Khan Yunis. French train networks have been mostly restored after apparent sabotage before the Olympics opening ceremony. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
French Transport Minister Patrice Vergriete says traffic on the high-speed train services in France is nearly fully restored after acts of sabotage disrupted 3 major lines ahead of Friday night's Olympic Games opening ceremony. French railway company SNCF says its agents worked through the night in adverse weather conditions to improve the TGV network traffic from the north, east and west to Paris. On the probe into the culprits, Vergriete says the investigation is still ongoing, adding, we haven't had any alerts before about a security danger to the railway network. Now we're on alert. We've deployed resources that are obviously much more substantial. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In an unprecedented display of inclusivity, drag queens took center stage at the Paris Olympics opening ceremony, showcasing the vibrant and influential role of the French LGBTQ plus community. But it also attracted criticism over a tableau reminiscent of The Last Supper. Among their bold performances was a scene seemed to evoke Leonardo da Vinci's The Last Supper, featuring the drag queens and other performers in a configuration reminiscent of Jesus Christ and his apostles. This segment drew significant attention and backlash from religious conservatives. For additional